guys, welcome to the Enigma of Mental Health with me, Sia Pachauri. Okay guys, so in this episode, I will be talking about my personal experience with mental health and how I've grown and developed my emotions. This is going to be very personal and it's something that I've always kept to myself. So yeah, I hope you guys appreciate this. It all started when I was very young and I went to this new school where everyone was completely different from me. Being an Indian, it was so natural for people to kind of just hate on me and they wouldn't accept me at all. And so I had to kind of change myself and change the way I acted and just completely not be myself just so that people would like me. And I think that was the worst decision I've ever made in my life, to change myself to satisfy people. But as a kid, I've always been so nervous of whether people will like me or not. And I think that is just so wrong for me to have ever thought of that, because it ruins you. It ruins you completely. I remember it was the first day of school and I went there inside the classroom and I sat. Everyone was just staring at me and giving me the looks as if they're gonna kill me or something. It was just so terrifying and scary. I felt like I'm in a cliche movie where, like, when the new kid comes, everyone just sort of stares at them and all the focus is at them. And that is terrifying, you know, like in real life, that is just so scary. So, yeah. And I happened to sit right in front of my bully, my very first bully. I feel like she ruined my mental health and I don't want to be mean to her, like if she's ever going to watch this, but girl, you ruined my mental health. I don't know what else to say. So it was so bad. I remember, like, I was just 6 years old and she would come to me and tell everyone to not hang out with me, and like I would be like, why? And she's just like, because you're Indian. And you know, that ruins you completely. Like, it was not my fault that I'm Indian, and I don't think it ever affected my personality, but I was bullied because of it, and I could do nothing to change the fact that I am Indian. That left me completely helpless. Like, I felt so lost. I remember going to my mom, like, after the first day of school and telling her what happened, and, like, I cried and I cried and I cried, because, I mean, I was just a six-year-old, and for people to say such things, it was so bad. And then obviously my mom told me, like, you can't let people bother you like this, you need to be strong. That was the first time my mom ever said that, and she's been saying that for as long as I can remember, up till now even. I need to be strong, and if people don't treat me right, I have to show them and I have to prove to them that I'm not the one who they can bring down. And I'm so grateful that my mom taught me that, even though it took me like so many years to finally understand and, you know, actually implement it in my life. But thank you, Mom, if you're listening to this. I really appreciate whatever you've done for me. And obviously, after that, she told me, and she told me to say a few things to the bully. And I went and I said it to her right at her face the moment she gave me that look like she's gonna end my life. And after that, she just completely stopped talking to me. And yeah, I had no friends for a while, except for like one person who came up to me and who happened to be my old preschool friend. So we kind of just connected and decided to be with each other because both of us were Indians. And apparently Indians are not allowed to be in the group. So yeah, that was the first time I ever got bullied. And it still sticks with me, you know? I mean, you think that maybe like when you're 6 years old, all of this stuff doesn't, you don't remember all this stuff, but it sticks with you. Honestly, it has stuck with me up till now. It's kind of the reason why I am the way I am. The next thing that happened was when I moved to Jakarta and I shifted to a new school. It's a new country, it's a new school. Everything is so new, and I felt like I was going through that whole thing again. And honestly, I did. But this time it was way worse. So I went to school, and again, everyone gave me the looks. And again, I felt like I'm in a cliche movie, you know? But even that day, it was not good for me. Not even one bit. I again was bullied and left out because I was an Indian. And yeah, even that still sticks with me. I'm at the point in my life where I kind of just hate that school. Like, I'm so glad I'm not there anymore. It was so toxic for me. Like, I just remember continuously being told that I'm the nerd, I'm the one who will do all of their work, and I'm the smart one who does not have any friends and whatnot. Like, people really ruined my life there. I just want to tell a quick story. There was this one girl, and she is the reason why all of this happened. Now, I think she was also new at that time, and she was lucky enough to make friends. She was Indian. She used to live in my apartment, and she went and told everyone, like, don't be friends with her. She's like this, she's like that. And so eventually, none of the popular girls decided to be friends with me. And so again, I had to find friends, and that was like a bit difficult for me. Even though like people think I have a very like talkative personality and I'm so bubbly and whatnot, but I've gone through my share of like times where I was always quiet. And no, it was not good. So moving on, I'm not gonna specify exactly what she did because I think I'm gonna start crying, but I started to doubt why I'm I started to question whether I should live or not. And that ruined me because I was just around 8 years old, 9 years old. And she made my life so miserable on the first year of school that I lost my sense of self. And it's not just in school, she bullied me at home as well. It was so bad. I remember I used to come home and cry all the time. And obviously, my mom was like, why are you so weak? Why don't you stand up for yourself? And why do you keep saying sorry when you're not wrong? And I was just like, that's the only way I can make friends. And I can't believe I ever did that. I want to say something to everyone out there. Never, ever apologize if you think you're right. Never. Do not ever degrade yourself like that. It's just not right. It really isn't. It ruined me. I don't even know how to say, like, I know I'm saying it ruined me so many times, but I don't know what other word I can use, you know? It just ruined me. And then she left, which I am so glad, by the way, that she left because I couldn't tolerate her. So after that, I think my life was pretty okay. It was getting better. I started to make friends. People started to realize she was the wrong one. And so we kind of just moved on. And my school life started to kind of settle. And then that following year, my grandfather passed away. And that is the most sad I've ever been because I loved him so much, and he was the only one that loved me too, or so I thought, you know. Obviously, no one can love me the way he did, and I miss him so much. Talking about this always makes me cry. I'm so sorry, but yeah, he passed away. I remember I used to talk to him about how I want him to be there when I become a doctor in the future, because he really wanted me to become a doctor. And seeing him, I think I was always inspired to be one as well. And I always hoped, and I always told him, once you grow older, you will see me, that I'll become a doctor. And then he would say, like, I don't think I'm gonna be there by for that long. And he would like joke around about it. And when he was gone, I realized how true it was what he said. At that time, I did not at all believe it, but once he was gone, I realized that it was all true. And I was just so upset and sad. I don't think I can ever get through what just happened at that time in my life. And then just around a couple of months after that, in my apartment, everyone decided to go against me and bullied me, and this is the worst thing that has happened to me so far. And I remember I was like just talking to a few friends, and there was a huge misunderstanding that occurred. I'm not going to specify any details on that because it'll take me ages to talk about this story. Like, it's so long and so complicated. I don't think anyone's going to understand the purpose of it all. But yeah, so a misunderstanding is the best way to describe it. A misunderstanding occurred and everyone went against me. Everyone. I mean, I remember I came down from my apartment and I was just walking, and everyone surrounded me in a circle and started screaming at me. All like from everywhere, people were screaming at me. Like, I was so confused. I didn't know what was going on. People were just screaming at me, and I was traumatized. Like, I didn't know what to do. And I was so weak then. I thought I had to apologize for what I did. I was so weak. I started crying and I went home. I think I was around 11 at this point. I went back home and I was crying. My mom was not there. My dad was not there. My brother was not there. My mom left to take care of my grandma because my grandfather passed away, which I already told before. My dad, obviously, he went to work, and my brother was with his friends playing soccer or something like that. And I mean, I had no one, so I just started crying at home, all alone. And at that time, I did not have a phone, so I couldn't even tell my mom what happened. And I didn't want to because she was already going through so much, and I didn't want to put the burden on her for something so stupid like that. And then one of the worst things happened. This so-called friend of mine came up and started knocking at my door. I didn't want to open the door, but she was knocking so much and it just completely got to my head. So I went there and I opened the door and I asked her, "Why are you here?" And she just started being like, "You shouldn't have done that. You start calling me such bad things." I don't want to recollect that, but she started attacking me. And naturally, I started crying. And guess what? She had a phone and she was recording me crying. And she recorded our entire conversation. And then when I noticed that, I closed the door and I started crying even more. She went back down to all of the other people that were there and she told them that, look, she's overreacting, she's crying, look what a crybaby she is. And then she just started to laugh, and everyone joined with her and started laughing. And I lived in the second floor, so I could hear all of that. And it was so bad to hear these things said about yourself at the age of just 11. I don't think anyone can get through that, and I don't want anyone to ever go through that ever, because it sticks with you and it's so bad. So yeah, that happened. And then another person came, and I didn't want to pick up. I didn't want to open the door this time. But again, it got to me, and I told her to leave, and she started screaming at me, and I was this close to, like, shutting the door at her face, but I couldn't, like, I was so weak, I couldn't even do a simple thing like that. And then, obviously, she was recording, and she again went down, and she showed it to everyone. Everyone was laughing, calling me names, and making fun of me and whatnot. And you know what's the biggest thing that still hurts me till now is that all of them knew that I was going through a rough time with my grandfather. All of them. And despite all of that, they still did that to me. You know, I never want to be around these kind of toxic people ever again. I swear, like, can you imagine these people who are also 10 and 11 years old are doing all this stuff to me? Like, what kind of big bullies do you have to be to do something like that at the age of 11? I'm so glad that now I found, like, real friends who don't do all this stuff to me and who motivate me to be strong all the time. I love you all so much if you're listening to this. You know who you are. Anyways, yeah. We've obviously ended up solving that. And it turned out the bully was lying. I hate her. I don't know if she'll be listening to this. I hope not. I don't want to get in trouble again. But yeah. This is what I actually feel. You know, I'm going to be raw here. So I'm so sorry for the crying before. I don't even know. I just got so emotional. Anyways, that's what happened with me. And then a lot of other stuff happened, like with that, there was stress of school. And then again, I moved to a new school, which I'm still currently in. Thankfully, I didn't go through a lot of bullying here. Just some, you know, casual drama that happened. Well, that was fine, you know, I got through that because by that time, I was strong. By that time, my mom taught me so many values that I'm always gonna remember. You know, my parents, I'm so grateful that they stuck with me through all of that. I'm so glad that they encouraged me to be strong, to be confident, and to never bow down to others. I know this is not as bad as what other people go through, but honestly, it affected me because I was a weak person at that time. And I never want to go through that ever again. It was just horrible, horrible, horrible. Now, I'm a lot stronger because of my mom and because of all of you bullies out there. You know who you are. You guys, thank you so much. You made me strong. You made me so, so, so strong now and confident about myself that I can tackle every single bully that's gonna come later on. I know that. I believe in myself. And to all of you who have been bullied, who have gone through a similar situation like me, and who've had trouble with friends since their childhood, I hope all of you go through this with strength. And I'm gonna tell you this now, that you are so, so, so valuable. And you definitely do not deserve all of that bullying. You do not. Seriously. No one deserves to be bullied. You will go through this and you will be strong and you'll be confident and you will tackle all of these bullies. Never ever apologize when you're not wrong. Don't do that to yourself. It's wrong. It's very, very wrong. Your mental health is going to be so bad if you would do that. So I'm telling you this from now, please. To all of you guys out there, never apologize if you are not wrong. But if you are wrong, and if you think that you made a mistake or may have overreacted in some situations, apologize for that. But do not ever apologize when you're not wrong. I don't know how much more should I emphasize this. Like, it is so important for you all to be able to tackle all of these bullies, you know? I think what I've been through is something that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life, and I cannot forget, because this made me who I am today. And I'm proud of who I am today, you know? I may come off as a little bit rude at times, or not exactly rude, but more like having a lot of faith in myself and having a strong personality. And I'm so proud of that, honestly. I feel like I was too weak back then. I was just always this extremely weak person, and now I am not. And I'm so grateful of that. I'm so grateful I was put in such position to tackle all of these problems and to learn something from it. I just want everyone to remember that whatever you go through in your life, even though you're just a teenager, that can really affect your mental health. I don't even want to begin how this has affected my mental health. I think all of you might have understood with this story that whatever just happened to me, it destroyed me. Like, I have low self-esteem problems because of this. Also because of a lot of comments I get from people being like, oh, you're fat. Oh, you should like lose weight, and all of these comments, but we don't talk about that. Yeah, so I have a low self-esteem. I get anxious at times, but at the back of my mind, I know that having a little faith and kind of just trusting myself is what will help me get through this. And I want you all to remember, you're not alone in this process. I'm here. I've gone through bullying as well. And it's all going to be okay. Just trust yourself and believe in yourself. It's what will keep you going. And if you need help, and if it's that severe, go to a psychiatrist. Go take therapy. Don't be afraid of that. It will just help you. Never, ever be afraid to ask for help from people you know that will help you. Talk to your parents, try to explain them. And I know that can be hard at times, but at the end of the day, they are your parents and they will listen to you if you just explain them. I know it can be hard for some people again, but you really have to believe in the process. And so I'm going to end this right here because this got way too emotional for me. I hope you guys enjoyed this part, and I'll see you guys in second episode. Signing off. Bye-bye.